Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Do you remember the Cecil the Lion story from last year, Laura?
I do. Why do you ask?
It's just that I heard so much bad news about animals in Africa last year. It's sad to hear about people killing animals all the time.
That's a good point. I don't like hearing about it either. I'm sure it's not all bad news, though. In fact, today's article shares some positive animal news.
Oh, really? What's it about?
It's about some rhinos and elephants in a country called Kenya. Let's take a look at the article now.
That sounds like a great idea.
Reading.
Kenya's rhinos and elephants have Wildlife Trust on their side. The David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust in Kenya is devoted to protecting and preserving Africa's wilderness. To do this, the works with the Kenya Wildlife Service and also manages an orphanage for elephants and rhinos. Today, its Orphan Elephant Rescue and Rehabilitation Program is the most successful one in the world. The David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust was founded in 1977 by Dr. Dame Daphne Sheldrick. She started it. Her late husband, who shared her passion for wildlife. Within 39 years, the group has successfully raised over 150 young elephants. The trust, the orphans it cares for back into the wild in Tsavo, Kenya. This project, named the Orphans Project, elephant and rhino populations increase. The trust has its work cut out for it, though. Both animals are threatened by illegal hunting. Elephants and rhinos are also in danger of losing their natural environments. Human population pressures. In spite of this, the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust continues working toward a better future for the animals.
So today's article begins by telling us about the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. It says, the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust in Kenya is devoted to protecting and preserving Africa's wilderness. So let's take a look at the word wildlife. This is an important word to know for this article. Wildlife is a noun that means animals that live in natural conditions. For example, lions that don't live in a zoo are called wildlife. So any animal that lives outside of your home or a zoo is considered wildlife.
Oh, that's right. 所以一开始我们要提到呢，是有关呢这个肯亚的 David Sheldrick, is that how you say it? 的野生动物的基金会呢，他们致力于保护非洲的野生动物。其中我们提到的 wildlife, 其实就是指野生动物。当然呢，如果你看到这个狮子啊、老虎在这个 zoo 动物园，他们可不是野生动物哦，他们必须要生长在 in the wild, 在野生当中，这些才是 wildlife 野生动物。Now we also see the word wilderness.
That's right. Wilderness is also a noun, and it means a place where people do not live. So both of these words are related. You see the same letters W-I-L-D in both of them. Most often, wildlife lives in the wild, and we can also call that the wilderness.
Okay, 我懂了。So, the wilderness 其实就是指荒野。Okay, 那我们有时候也可以说在野外如何如何，其实英文就是 in the wild。所以其实我们在 wilderness 还有 wildlife 是不是都有看到 W-I-L-D, wild 这个字来表示野生的什么什么。
Well, also in that sentence, we see the phrase be devoted to.Now, when you're devoted to something, you care about that thing very much. So what this sentence says is that the Wildlife Trust cares a lot about Africa's wilderness and its wildlife.
OK, 所以其实刚刚在句子当中我们还提到、哦、就是 be devoted to, 其实有着致力于做什么事情，其实就是用来表示 they really care a lot about 就是非洲的一些野生动物、哦、OK, 那 so how do they do that?
Well, the article does tell us how they do that.、Mm-hmm. It says...To do this, the organization works with the Kenya Wildlife Service and also manages an orphanage for elephants and rhinos. Now, the first vocabulary word today is manage, spelled M-A-N-A-G-E, manage. This is a verb, and it means to organize and control a group. For example, we could say, Jerry's job is to manage his family's restaurant.
OK, 我们来看一下刚刚的句子当中提到的 manage 这个动词就有着经营啦或者是管理。所以常常如果就是我们提到的名词就是 management, 就是源自于这个动词哦。那 manager 则是经理人或者是像是可能一个主管 ,OK, 就是来管理这间公司的人。比方像是如果一间公司它是一个很糟糕的被管理的不好，你可以说 The company is badly managed. 那回到课文，他说的是为了做到这点呢，就是我们刚刚提到，就是说他致力于这个去就是保护这个野生动物哦。这个组织呢和肯亚野生动物管理署合作，就是我们刚刚提到的 Kenya Wildlife Service, OK, 并且经营一家给大象以及犀牛的孤儿院。
Well, we see another interesting word in that sentence, too. This word, orphanage, means a place for babies with no parents to live. So, orphanages can be for people and animals. Now, this orphanage in Kenya is for baby rhinos and baby elephants.
Oh, that's so good.
Okay.、
Mm-hmm.Orphanage 通常我们比较熟悉都是指孤儿院，当然在这里会收容的是 orphans, 就是孤儿，不过在这里呢就是他收容的则是这个小小象宝宝 baby elephants, 还有 baby rhinos, 就是犀牛宝宝哦。 OK, so right, so that's the meaning of orphanage and orphans.
Great, wellLet's think about these animals a little bit. The、mm-hmm. rhino is such an interesting animal.、
Mm.
It's got very thick, tough skin、
mm.
and an unusual horn on the front of its face. They're very strong as well.
嗯，没有错。其实呢，我觉得 rhino 看听起来是不是很可爱？但是你知道吗？这个是它的简称，它的其实正式的说法是 rhinoceros。哇，听起来是不是更难念？但是所以我们通常一口就直接用 rhino， 这很像河马。它其实正确的名称比较长的那个是 hippopotamus， 但是大家可能觉得好难念，所以就直接念 hippo。OK， 那刚刚我们提到 rhinos 犀牛，它有一个很特殊的 horn， 就是犀牛角，它的皮啊，通常都是很 tough and thick， 就是粗粗的啊，这样子。
All right, well, the next sentence in the article says, Today, its orphan elephant rescue and rehabilitation program is the most successful in the world. So rehabilitation is when someone helps another person live a healthy life again. For example, if someone has an accident and breaks their legs,They will go to rehabilitation to practice using their legs again.
OK, 所以 rehabilitation 其实通常就是可能病人如果他就是刚刚 Aaron 老师提到，如果他可能有车祸，他可能需要康复啊 ，OK， 重建啦这样子的意思。So they must help the animals to do something similar. OK,
that's right.
所以目前呢，他们的大象孤儿援救及重置计划是全球最成功的一个哦。
Well, the next paragraph begins by saying, The David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust was founded in 1977 by Dr. Dame Daphne Sheldrick.
OK, 我们来认识一下到底这个野生动物基金会是由谁成立的呢？哦，原来它是由这个女爵 Daphne Sheldrick, 而且她又是个博士哦，成立的哦。那要注意的，特别注意这边我们看到 It was founded, right? 这里的 found 它可不是 find 的过去式、mm-hmm. That's not the past tense of find, OK,、mm-hmm. 它是成立的意思。
The article says, she started it in memory of her late husband, who shared her passion for wildlife. Now, passion, spelled P-A-S-S-I-O-N, is a noun, and it's a very strong feeling about something or a belief in something. For example, we could say, Mr. Ross always speaks about his love for insects with a lot of passion.
Wow.
So that means David Sheldrick loved animals, and his wife started the program to remember him.
Okay, that's really nice. Okay, passion 这个字呢，其实本身有这个热情啦，或是热爱什么什么东西。那通常我们会说somebody has a passion for something. Okay, 或者比方像是 I have a passion for teaching. Okay, 我热爱教学哦。那通常你也可以用 passionate about something else. Okay, passionate 其实就是有热情的，或是对什么感到非常热衷的。所以回到课文，他提到是最初呢，他为了纪念他已经逝去的老公而开始这个基金会。那他的老公跟他一样对野生动物富有热情哦。
Well, next the article says, within 39 years, the group had successfully raised over 150 young elephants.
Wow, 在39年间这个组织成功的抚养超过150年幼的大象长大。That's quite a few. I wonder what they do when they're adults.
Well, the article tells us about that next. It says, the trust releases the orphans it cares for back into the wild in Tsavo, Kenya. Now we see the phrase care for here. When you care for something, it means to take care of something. If it's something living, that means you give it food and water and help it to stay healthy. Like the way parents care for their children.
Okay, so care for 其实有照顾，不管是你是照顾这个老人家啦，或者是照顾可能 elderly patients, 就是可能一些病患年纪非常大的，或者是 you can take care of little kids, 就是照顾小朋友，甚至于宠物 care for your cat, 照顾你的猫咪，什么东西都可以照顾，以及照顾像是生物，像是 plants, 都可以哦。Okay, 所以刚刚的课文提到是这个组织呢，会把他们照顾的动物孤儿们呢，这个也放回肯雅的 Tsavo 的原野。So they let the elephants go back to the wild. Wow, that's interesting.
It is. So the last paragraph begins by saying, this project, named the Orphans Project, aims to help elephant and rhino populations increase.
Wow, that's really good. Okay, 所以刚刚提到的 The Orphans Project, 就是这个计划叫做孤儿计划，它旨在帮助大象以及犀牛使它们的数量可以增加哦。这里呢，我们有没有发现我们提到的这个句型就是 aim to help 或者 aim to do something， 就是旨在什么什么或者是目的在于什么什么这样的意思哦。Now the trust, next in the article it reads, the trust has its work cut out for it though.
Well, have your work cut out for you is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break to find out more about it.
Shortcut for you.
Angeline, I've decided.
What?
I'm going on a strict diet. No more rice, no more desserts, and no more bubble tea.
But Chinese New Year is just around the corner.
I will just have to control myself.
You'll have your work cut out for you when we stay with Grandma.
What? We don't have to work during Chinese New Year.
No, that's not what I mean. To have one's work cut out for one means to be faced with a large or difficult task.
Oh, I see. To have one's work cut out for one means 面临艰巨的任务. So, what does staying with Grandma have to do with my diet?
First of all, Grandma always makes such delicious food. Plus, she'll stuff us.If we refuse, she'll get angry. It'll be hard for you to stick to your diet.
Ooh, you're right. I guess I'll have to start my diet after Chinese New Year.
So helping the population increase sounds like a great idea. 然而呢，这个基金会它面临的艰巨的任务哦。 So I wonder what's making it so difficult.
Well, let's find out. The article says, both animals are threatened by illegal hunting. Now, the word threaten, spelled T-H-R-E-A-T-E-N, threaten, is a verb that means that something is likely to be hurt or destroyed. For example, the young boy's life is being threatened by a very serious disease.
我们来看一下 threaten 这个字，有着威胁这样子意思。所以刚刚我们提到的哦，就是这两种动物都会因为非法猎杀而受到 threatened， 受到威胁哦。Next, the article reads, elephants and rhinos are also in danger of losing their natural environments due to human population pressures.
Well, here we see the word pressures.Pressures, in this sense, has the S on the end, and it's a noun. It's spelled P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E-S. And this means conditions that affect the way certain things develop. For example, the pressures of taking care of such a large family are making him exhausted. So, the animals are in danger because of hunting,and because the human population is growing too large.
Oh no, pressure 其实就是有着压力这样子的意思哦。刚课文提到的是哦，这两个动物就是犀牛跟大象，他们也因为人类的人口压力面临失去野生栖息地的危险哦。Okay, how about we read the last sentence of the article?
Great. It says, in spite of this,The David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust continues working toward a better future for the animals. So, the first phrase we see is in spite of. It means to show one thing doesn't prevent another thing from happening. For example, we went to the party in spite of the bad weather.
In spite of 跟 despite 的意思是差不多，就是有尽管如何如何，后面要接的是名词或动名词。The second phrase is work toward. This phrase means that you do things to help you succeed in or achieve something that you really want.
So even though the animals are still in trouble, the trust is still trying to make things better for them.
没错，尽管如此，这个David Sheldrick 的野生动物基金会仍旧持续呢，为了给动物一个更好的未来而努力着。It's really great that they're trying so hard. I'm glad to hear such positive news.
I am too. But that's all the time we have for this article today. So let's check out our For You chat question.
For You chat.
So, Laura, which tasks do you think someone needs to do to raise a happy and healthy elephant?
Oh, I think elephants, they're really huge. And they may eat so much that they need lots of exercise.
Yes, they do.
Okay, so maybe they should provide a pool for them to swim in.
Maybe if they're going to have more exercise, lots of places for them to walk.
Oh, yeah, that's really important.
And they also spend a lot of time in a hot sun, so they need places to relax.
I actually love elephants. They're my favorite animal, to
be honest. Oh, that's really cute.
That's why I used to love Dumbo.
Okay.
My favorite cartoon character.
Well, that's all the time we have for our article today. So, I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura. Goodbye.
Bye.
Kenya's rhinos and elephants have Wildlife Trust on their side. The David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust in Kenya is devoted to protecting and preserving Africa's wilderness. To do this, the organization works with the Kenya Wildlife Service and also manages an orphanage for elephants and rhinos. Today, its Orphan Elephant Rescue and Rehabilitation Program is the most successful one in the world.The David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust was founded in 1977 by Dr. Dame Daphne Sheldrick. She started it in memory of her late husband, who shared her passion for wildlife. Within 39 years, the group has successfully raised over 150 young elephants. The trust releases the orphans it cares for back into the wild in Tsavo, Kenya.This project, named the Orphans Project, aims to help elephant and rhino populations increase. The trust has its work cut out for it, though. Both animals are threatened by illegal hunting. Elephants and rhinos are also in danger of losing their natural environments due to human population pressures. In spite of this, the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust continues working toward a better future for the animals.
Vocabulary Review.
Manage. Olivia manages the women's prison in this city. Passion. Destry has always had a passion for the arts, especially photography. Threaten. The logging industry threatens many animals that live in the rainforest. Pressure. Sally is stressed by the pressure she's under at work.